And we welcome you here to WUCSM as we are speaking to Republican Congressman Bob Latta of Bowling Green. Bob, how you doing?
Great. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Always a wonderful chance for me to get a chance to talk with you. I know you got a lot you'd like to get to, and you mentioned before we started our interview that you kind of wanted to touch on some of the appropriations going on because this is something that's going to involve our veterans.
Well, absolutely. We're starting our appropriation process here, and there's 12 appropriation bills that need to get done. And so the first bill out will be what they call military construction and VA. We want to make sure, especially when we're thinking about our veterans, that they're being taken care of since they've sacrificed so much for us. But it's important that we get these things done because, you know, as people have watched in the first 2 years of this administration where the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate, we spend trillions and trillions of dollars without spending or paying for it. The American people watched inflation go from 1.4% when President Biden came into office, then now, you know, it rose to 9.1%, and it's still high today. So when people go to the grocery store, they see these high prices, and you know, real estate costs have gone up, car costs have gone up. But so right across the entire board, everything is up. And so people are, you know, are really suffering because anything that you might have gotten a raise several years ago has been all wiped out by inflation. And it's also important because, again, we don't have an energy policy in this country that this administration has just done everything it possibly can do to destroy American, North American energy independence. And I just saw a report saying that the administration once again wants to release fuel this summer to try to keep gasoline prices down. But if they would just do what they should do is allow American entrepreneurs and innovators out there to make sure that they can go out and bring up oil and get that into gasoline and make sure it's at a lower cost. And at the same time, making sure that we have the natural gas out there to fuel our houses and make sure that we can run our businesses.
Yeah, and you know, you might see a lot of people around this country heading to the ballots this November and voting with their wallet, and that's you know something that people need to look at. Now, you mentioned there, you know, the lowering of gas prices. You know, energy is a big thing because, correct me if I'm wrong, we were pretty energy independent under President Trump, and it seems like once this administration came in, they kind of got rid of all of our reserves.
Well, and they've been spending down the reserves because, again, it's called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And that's there for a reason. That's there for an emergency. It's not due to incompetence. And so what we've been seeing is from day one, this administration, the Canadians wanted to, you know, get the what they call the Keystone XL pipeline constructed that have brought 830,000 barrels of Canadian oil into the United States every day. And this administration on day one killed it. And then the problem is as I had talked with the Canadians, if they can't ship it south, well, we'll guess where they're going to probably ship it to now. It's going to be going to communist China. And so everything we've seen this administration do has been counterproductive. I serve on the Energy and Commerce Committee, and when we have anybody in before us, when I ask them the same question, do we need to have more energy or less energy in this country? And they all admit that we have to have more energy. And, you know, your listeners will probably remember back in 2014 when we had the polar vortex that we didn't have a blackout or a brownout in the state of Ohio because every power plant was running at peak. But today we've seen some of the coal-fired plants being shut down, and we've also had a situation where the usage is up. You know, when people think about these data centers being built around the country, and right now, this year, they've predicted that they're going to require 4.6% more energy on top of what's out there. And by the end of next year, it could be 6% and going up to 8%. So when this administration's doing everything it possibly can to curtail energy, we need more. And that's one of the things I've been working on is making sure if you want carbon-free emissions, one of the areas is using nuclear, but we have to have a uranium supply here in this country. and making sure that we don't depend on Russia to get that.
Yeah, and you know, that was a big you know, downfall for the United States, killing that Keystone Pipeline. And you know, that's the last thing we want, is, you know, Canada to send their oil over to the communist China, because it seems like anymore, China's getting their hands on everything.
Well, and when you look at the rare earth minerals, are so essential. You know, think about lithium and nickel and all the other things you have to have today. And we make it extremely hard in this country to, first of all, open a mine. It takes years to get it permitted, get through all the lawsuits. It could be 6, 7, 8, 10 years before you even get there. And what you're seeing with communist China, they're going around the world and gobbling up all the other rare earth minerals they can find. And they're going to, right now, put those things out on the market at a lower price, which then undercut the other mines across the globe. So it's going to be pretty soon, well, the communist Chinese are going to say, we're the only ones that have it. You're going to have to buy it from us. And they'll hold you hostage, and they're going to raise the price.
Yeah. Is there anything this administration can do to stop it, or are they just choosing not to?
Well, again, you know, the president, when you think about our uranium, if you go out, you know, in Ohio, about 97% of all land in Ohio is privately owned. But you get out to those huge western states, you know, it could be 80-85% are owned by who? The American people. So what this administration has been doing is been shutting down, you know, swaths of area, that, especially one area that they found uranium. Now they're saying you can't go in there and mine. So it's almost like anything that we need to be doing, they're doing it just in reverse.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, Bob, as always, it's great to get a chance to talk with you and keep our listeners up to date with what's going on in the state. So we appreciate it, as always.
Well, thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.